Hello, University of Phoenix, PTA parents and students. This is Team D, here to talk about sleep deprivation in your teens. In this podcast, we'll discuss the importance of healthy sleep hygiene, the effects of sleep deprivation on daily functioning, and suggested possible approaches to ensure quality sleep. It is important to remember that sleep deprivation and issues with not getting a good night's sleep can affect not just your health, but your psychology as well. Basically, it can make your teen sick and affect their schoolwork. The importance of healthy sleep. To allow one's body to function at an optimal level, one must get a healthy amount of sleep daily. Sleep plays a role in more than just our mood or being too tired to function. It also plays a role in our bodies medically. Proper sleep is involved in our heart and blood vessels, processed to repair and heal. Sleep helps one to improve learning, problem-solving skills, pay attention, be creative, and make decisions. Emotional issues are also involved in sleep. Proper sleep helps lower depression and suicide rates as well as lowering the chance of risky behaviors. People who are sleep deprived are often less productive in their work and school environment. Even a loss of just 1 or 2 hours of sleep a night can cause issues with the brain, physical and emotional functioning. Effects of sleep deprivation on daily functioning. Sleep deprivation not only affects the mental state, it can also affect one's emotional state and one's body. An individual can feel more impatient, prone to mood swings, compromised decision-making process, and creativity. There are also some long-term psychological risks like hallucinations, paranoia, depression, and suicidal thoughts. An individual suffering from sleep deprivation prevents their immune system from building up defenses against diseases. Finally, sleep deprivation also affects the heart, which increases the risk of heart attack and stroke. Suggestions to improve quality sleep. It is imperative that teenagers try to get quality sleep at night, and here are a few suggestions. First, establishing a routine around bedtime. This can help tremendously by resetting the natural circadian rhythm, which controls our sleep-wake cycles. 2. Moderate exercise is another great way to improve sleep. It should be done no less than 3 hours before bedtime. 3. Find ways that help them relax, like meditating, deep breathing, listening to calm music, and warm bath or shower are great ways to unwind and calm down before bed. 4. It's important to make sure that they are not hungry or overly full before bed. So be sure to have mealtime at least 3 hours before bedtime. And if they are hungry, encourage a light, healthy snack such as apple or string cheese and crackers. 5. Caffeine, a stimulant, should be limited as well. And finally, electronics such as smartphones, tablets, laptops, and TVs should generally be kept out of the bedroom or shut off when it's time to sleep. The bed should be associated with sleeping, and it's best to keep the room quiet, dark, and cool. If these methods fail, then it's time to get checked out by a doctor, because underlying issue may cause them to lose sleep. Taking medication should be the last option, and talk to your child's doctor to see what they would recommend. We would like to thank you for listening to our podcast today. We appreciate you choosing our podcast as we went over a lot of information on sleep deprivation in your teens, and hope that it helps you help your teens to get a good night's sleep. Hopefully you as parents learn a few things for yourself for everyday life so that you can show your kids how it's done. Thank you and enjoy your